Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1864, English immigrant William Jennings opened a mercantile business in the Eagle Emporium. The building, which still stands at 102 South Main Street in Salt Lake, is, according to the Utah Heritage Foundation, the city's only remaining commercial structure built prior to the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad. Jennings, who arrived in Salt Lake in 1852, began his business career as a butcher and tanner, before branching out into dry goods with the construction of the Emporium. The structure began as a rather modest one-story building, but it quickly became a center of Mormon commercial might. In 1868, when Brigham Young proposed the idea of the Zion's Commercial Mercantile Institution, or ZCMI, as a counterbalance to the growing influence of non-Mormon merchants in Salt Lake, Jennings offered up his Eagle Emporium as the cooperative's first home. Over time, the Emporium was remodeled, with two stories being added in the 1880s. At the same time, William Jennings was climbing Utah's political ladder, first winning a seat in the territorial legislature, and then being elected mayor of Salt Lake City in 1882. He was later forced out of the mayor's office due to enforcement of the Edmonds Act, which prohibited polygamists from holding public office. In the 1890s, Utah National, later Zions Bank, moved into the old Emporium building and remodeled the structure yet again, this time covering its original sandstone face with a terracotta veneer. Today, the ornate character of the building's exterior bears little resemblance to the more modest store Jennings built in the 1860s. Yet, it reminds us how historic buildings over time almost develop lives of their own. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.